ये देख रहे हैं दूसरा वाला, हाँ? ये ज्यादा अच्छी न्यूज है वैसे। अभी देख रहे न्यूज तो बताइए मुझे, ये देखा आपने न्यूज?
हाँ देखो,
ये वाला कौन सी?
क्रैश था।
ABC वाला? बस 12
Kids, the investigators say they found the plane's black boxes and they're pouring over videos to show UPS flight 2976 bound for Honolulu, barreling down the runway. On fire Tuesday, and we have here airport CCTV security coverage, which shows the left engine detaching from the wing. Cargo jet in Louisville. Officials say at least 12 people have died, including a child. Several people are still unaccounted for. Covering the plane's black boxes, they're focusing on an engine that fell from the left wing.
Yeah, I don't know what's this.
The ground is skidding at its left side. It looks like a crash and explosion hitting a petroleum recycling plant and an auto parts warehouse. We see glass injuries from the explosion itself. We've also seen some shrapnel injuries where flying pieces of debris have hit either bystanders or people in relatively close proximity to the accident.
Fire crews are still putting out hot spots this morning. They say most of the fuselage is gone. The Boeing MD-11 was 34 years old and was on its third flight of the day. It had also been out of service for maintenance for much of the last month and again over the weekend.
The weather out of the maintenance, basically what we had here was probably one of the worst in history on people's unmaintained interfaces.
Governor Andrew Beshear ordering flags to half staff in honor of the 12 victims killed, including at least one child.
And a young child with that, which makes it all the harder.
And David, the explosion scattered the debris, so authorities are now asking residents to make fine paper relations to take by officials that did this out. And some of those will now very likely be delayed. David,
just an awful scene there in Louisville now. Breaking news here, the government shuts down and we have now just learned that thousands of flights here in the U.S. are about to be canceled. Day 36 now, the longest shutdown in U.S. history, breaking the record set during the first Trump administration. Because of air traffic controllers not getting paid, traffic now will be reduced by 10% into 40 main airports. Thousands of flights will be canceled. Here's Rachel Scott with what we know.
Tonight, the government shut down its 7th marking the longest in history, breaking the previous record set during President Trump's first administration. And it's short and I hear from that.
This is the box. Where is the pressure and how can we alleviate it? Our sole goal is to make sure that we keep this airspace as safe as possible.
In an unprecedented move, President Trump's Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, announcing the FAA will cut flight capacity by 10%.